Episode 394, November 26th, 2018.
This is the Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
It's a f***ing great show.
Listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
We're back on Mars, baby.
So,
not the Rob and Joe show, but the Insight, I believe it's called, the spaceship, unmanned craft. I don't know what it's called.
So, a couple things. Term. First of all, I looked at my phone at about 7:22.
Yeah, you panicked. You ran out of here.
No. I didn't panic at first until I realized I was in trouble. you'll tell me whether or not this is reasonable. I'm sure Kate will come busting through that door any second now. But, first of all, there's two texts. One was from my future sister-in-law letting me know that whatever this is landed on Mars.
Yes.
Whatever, we got it there.
We did, baby. We did it.
She thinks we're going to colonize Mars and we're going to live there. I said, no, we're not.
No, I think we will too eventually.
We're not going to do that. No, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
So this is her proof, the fact that we sent this whatever tinker toy up there. I mean, there's a long way from being able to get some piece of aluminum to Mars and us living there like Total Recall.
Well, so that was a long way from where we're at now. Where we started.
Well, we're still on Earth, right?
Okay.
We still live on a planet that has water.
Okay. Well, she's not acting like it's going to happen soon.
Well, you can't. First of all,
you know what's going to happen in 500 years? You can see that far ahead?
No, I don't know what's going to happen in 500 years. But
you said the Ravens were done. They've won two straight. Why don't we just stop with your predictions?
So, and we'll talk about that too, right? Robbie will go crazy. But what I was saying is that it's too cold and there's no water there. There's no way, no matter how advanced we get, we can't build an entire infrastructure where we can start living there where there's the means for life. I don't care if you're an amoeba all the way to the most advanced organism, Joe Robinson, you need water to live. There's no water on Mars.
And if the bubble breaks, your head swells up and your eyes bulge out of your head.
Well, it's hard. A lot of places are challenges to live. So
that was the first text I got letting me know, oh, I guess we're almost there because this fucking thing
lived
there, right?
I think we're almost there.
Second thing is Katie sends me a text. She says, hey, turn the Christmas lights on and light the candles.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's 7:22. So I'm like, well, no, I'm sorry, baby. The show starts in 8 minutes. We're doing prep. I'm not going to run all the way down there and do that, right? Now, what I did do was respond to that Mars thing because I'm sitting here talking to you guys, pissed.
Katie's pissed that you...
Yeah, she's here. Hey, Katie, come here.
Okay. Can I speak for Katie right now?
Sure.
Hold on. Before you chime in, Katie, welcome to the show. You put the tree up. You decorated it. She comes home from a long day at work. She wants to walk in and see Christmas in her house.
I went to the gym. I went to the grocery store. I went to...
Okay, hold on. It's not that you're not deserving. You're deserving. And it's not that you shouldn't expect me to put it on, but I didn't. So now I'm here doing this. It's like I have to be sitting here doing nothing but work for the next 8 minutes. Well, we're in a conversation prepping the show, but she definitely, it's all caps.
There
you want me to show it to
minutes,
you?
8 minutes, it takes 30 seconds to do. That's all I'm saying.
It didn't because I couldn't find the cord to the tree.
Okay, well, that means you're an idiot.
One other thing, I finally found the cord, but in addition to that, the outlet that the banister garland is on,
yeah,
the top thing doesn't work.
But you know what that also says? You've never done it before.
Oh, no, but I have unplugged it.
Tis the season.
I have unplugged it.
That
Great.
Seems like the easiest part.
I mean, no, yeah, I guess it's about the same.
I think
right?
what we're learning is you're more afraid of starting the show late and upsetting Robbie than upsetting Katie.
Man, I'm scared of both. I'm Man. Terrified. Thank God you're
you
here.
You would never have been late. If it was 7:29, I never would have texted you that. You had 8 minutes. All I was asking is if you could run downstairs and turn
Christmas
on the freaking
spirits.
Lights.
Which I did.
Follow.
Thank
la, la, la.
You. I'm going to go cook now.
Thanks.
That's cool.
Thanks. Wow. Whatever you bring, I'm happy with.
Joe can turn the oven off for you when you're done.
Hey, actually, one time you know this, I left yeah. the burner on for a day.
Is that a long time?
Yeah.
Now we know why Joe jumped all over me for asking him if I could use the computer.
Yeah, Joe is just getting it from both sides here. So
yes, everybody's yelling at me.
Well, it's okay, Joe.
Hey,
I still love
speaking
you.
Of getting yelled at, I don't know if this is a good time to bring this up. But
it's always a good time.
So remember we talked last week about me going to the turkey fry.
Yeah, yeah. Thanksgiving, or you're going to fry the turkey. Right?
I was uninvited. Yeah, I wasn't
move.
Man enough.
You weren't uninvited. You were actually never officially invited.
And he said he's never going to invite
and
me.
He said he doesn't want to invite you.
He Lifetime doesn't want me band. There. Yeah, seriously. He's like, why would I have you there? It's like, stop. What
he's
he
like,
say?
You're not a push. You don't really.
But even when
thing.
I'm there, he's like, I'm not man enough. I don't know. Hey, Robbie. Why don't you call Frank Push and ask him why I'm not invited to the turkey fry?
Is it safe to say, Joe, that of all the adults at the Push family Christmas, you contributed the least, other than the guy with dementia?
Yeah, the guy with dementia definitely. He ate like six desserts.
Strong.
Yeah, the grandfather who has dementia, I saw him sneaking. He's not happy with it?
I was like, can Rob and Joe call you on the show? And he was like, right now? And I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, I
Where
guess.
Does he turn on Christmas tree lights?
Hey, ask Takes him why, time. When you call him, ask him why he's mad.
All right, hold on, I got
to
say
Everyone it. Seems to be mad tonight.
Well.
Now, you said he had six desserts. He had six, you didn't have six different kinds of desserts.
Yeah.
You just had.
Yeah.
Different pies,
You have
ice
six
creams.
Different desserts?
Can I say this?
Okay, can I try to name them all?
Sure.
How many? Okay. You had a pumpkin pie?
Yes.
You had an apple pie?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have a pecan pie?
No.
But okay. There's also two Thanksgivings. You're not thinking
okay.
about that. That made a difference.
Are you? Did you have some sort of pound cake?
No.
No. I mean, there was also the you know the sweet potato with the marshmallows on top.
I don't count that as
there's
dessert.
There's also ice cream.
Well, that's
that
part
too.
Of the dessert.
No. No.
A
as a matter of fact,
thing?
It was not.
Yeah, this is
and
insane.
Because... My sister-in-law, who I love, by the way, mm-hmm. she had apple pie, but the only ice cream she had was mint chocolate chip.
Oh. Fail.
And I said, are you kidding me? But she, you know, they had it at their house. They hosted it. I didn't want to be, you
oh,
know.
I hope she's listening. She'll be so
critical.
Pissed.
Oh, no. Yeah. Sorry,
More
Kelsey.
More people pissed at Joe tonight.
Well, I mean, honestly, you should have vanilla ice cream.
Well,
with...
then why don't you fucking bring it?
I jeez. Don't know. Hey. Geez, sorry about the lights. Didn't realize.
Is Frank? Oh, we're calling Frank Push, Joe's future father-in-law.
Katie said he's pissed too.
He's
so.
Upset. It's
Hello?
A theme for. Hey, Frank, it's the Robin Joe Show. How you doing?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good start.
Well, first, Katie said you're mad. Why?
Mad.
Yeah,
you don't want to talk to us.
I said, can I call? You're like, I guess.
I mean, really, I have other important things to do, but I guess I can talk to you.
What? What are you doing?
Yeah, like, what's so important?
What's so important
Is
tonight?
The voice on tonight?
Actually, no. No, I'm actually having dinner.
Oh, okay.
So that's it.
All right.
So we were talking...
Yeah, speaking of dinner.
...about the turkey fry that everybody, that all the push males go to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Why did you not involve Joe? Invited.
Well, hold on. It's not that I'm not... I'm never invited.
Why is Joe not allowed to ever be a part of this tradition?
Right. I invited him to a golf outing, and he kind of like snarks about it, like, you know, he wasn't.
That
interested.
Is true. He was invited to a golf outing and turned it down.
But I didn't
it's
snark.
A, it's a boys' weekend every year. There's a boys' weekend. It's
yeah.
a golf. You don't have to play golf. They all go to Ocean City for the weekend, and Joe didn't want to go, so now he's not invited.
I don't. By the way, what do you mean I didn't want to go? If I was invited, I would go.
No, you did not want to go.
It's probably well. No, that's not true.
I don't
go.
Think you'd want to go though.
Thank
no,
you.
That's you're wrong about that. I would definitely want
to
go.
The only guy thing that Joe really likes to do is play poker.
Agreed.
Or gamble in general.
Yeah, but those guys.
I agree.
Those guys sit around and.
He doesn't cut grass. He doesn't, you know, do anything around the house. Any kind
He's
of,
not going to get on the grill I mean, and do anything.
So, first of all, every single time the grass has been cut at this house? I've done it.
You can come over my
house. Well, except for the time you've done it.
You refuse to hang Christmas lights.
Scissors and cut you. Okay,
but Frank,
a pair of scissors and cut your grass.
Are you sent? But so is Joe? Is because you just don't believe that Joe will be into it. He's not allowed to ruin your little turkey fry tradition and
actually,
snark
you know
it up.
What? Joe would actually probably have a good time there because when he's around Ryan, my son, and maybe a couple other people, you know, he always kind of like, you know, cracks jokes and they laugh. So he'll make Joe feel pretty good.
Right. They laugh. You
he's
don't
there
laugh
for
either.
Comic
when
relief.
He's around, when he's around me, he's, I don't believe he's that funny. So.
Oh. I understand. Trust me.
Hey, one thing I don't know if you know, by the way. I don't know if you noticed this, but do you want to guess how many desserts DJ had when you weren't looking?
Hey, that's kind of funny you said that because I actually I took him to a family outing the other day. I think it was Saturday, and it was a family that he hasn't seen for a while, you know, and he didn't know half of them, but. And so I took him, and he had there was dinner there, and it was like you know, a lot of snacks and cookies and chocolate. And I said, "Look, just eat, you know, this, and you can have one cookie." Well, I walk away. He's got a huge piece of cake, and he's got like five cookies. And
God bless him.
He says, "I don't remember you telling me that." I'm like, "Yeah, I did tell you that." So
well,
he doesn't remember my name. He of course he doesn't remember.
Hey, is DJ invited to this?
I took it away from him. I took it away from him.
Oh, my God, Dad.
Hold on. Did you take all five away? How many cookies did you take away?
I took everything away from him because he was eating a lot.
Oh, my God.
You're so mean. And
let him have the cookies.
Within 15, 20 minutes. No, it's not good for an older person to have a lot of sugar. Joe should know that. So,
Katie's going to need to learn this.
Yeah, Katie, pay attention.
Hey,
oh,
Frank,
yeah.
not to be.
I had a conversation about you the other day. I said, just make sure his life insurance is paid up. That's all you have to worry about.
We're good.
I got lots of policies.
Frank, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but people in the Fantasy Football League have spoken, and you are not allowed back next year.
Oh, okay. Oh, jeez. Are you serious?
Yeah, for failure to keep up your team, you're starting guys on bye weeks. You're very busy, I understand.
Actually, I have a full-time job and a new job, and I'm like so overwhelmed with the, you know, being so busy. I really can't. I don't have time to do anything, you know.
I can tell by looking at your team this week.
Well, you had time to lord over DJ's dessert intake.
Hey,
I have another question for you, speaking of desserts. And it's just between me and you. No one else will know. Did you notice at Thanksgiving, not the first Thanksgiving, but the second Thanksgiving, that there was apple pie there, but that there was no vanilla ice cream? There was only mint chocolate chip ice cream?
No, I never noticed that.
That doesn't concern you?
He's not a sweets guy.
Oh.
No, not. And Ryan, my son's not a sweets guy either, really. You'll be honest with you, Joe, I didn't notice desserts.
You noticed when you were yanking him away from DJ.
Can we talk about how Frank has O.J. Howard starting on his fantasy team, who's out for the year? Meanwhile, on your bench is his replacement, Brake, who you do have, who had a touchdown and 10 points. But you also have Kenyon Drake on your bench, 24 points. Meanwhile, you started C.J. Anderson, the fourth running back on the Carolina Panthers, put up a zero. Yes. And by the way, you also had another tight end on your bench, 14.8 points. So you started the guy out for the year. You benched a combined 24 points, your tight end position.
I like how he has three tight ends on his team.
Yes, he does. It's good management.
Is this like a pick on Frank? I mean, like, okay.
Yep,
okay, I thought this was, you know, I'm sorry. I apologize for, you know, whoever plays me, they can win, you know. But I won the first game, right?
Yeah, you did. You did, and that's very Cleveland Brown kind of attitude.
I won two games. I won one game last year, and I won two games this year.
In fairness to you, you are not in last place. That is correct. You are in 11th place. You're 3-8.
I should be the one playing.
You should.
Katie,
well,
you
want to take over a 3-8 team?
Katie should be the one playing. She's pretty smart about, you know, who to pick and stuff.
Well, I'll have to have the guys vote on whether we allow Katie in the league. We like to have all dudes,
Katie,
whatever.
You, what you can do is you can have me, but Katie could be my commissioner and well, that she doesn't... could pick all this team, you know.
Stop mansplaining this to me, okay? I'm very capable of managing my own team, although I do stand by your O.J. Howard move.
Yes. Well, Frank, happy holidays to you. Thanks for coming on with us. And
hey, guys.
Get back to your dinner
and
your six desserts.
Take care of yourself, okay?
Mint chocolate chip.
Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Good old Frank.
Love Frank.
He's becoming a big, you know, over the last few months, you know, Katie's become... Almost pretty much every week she's on the mic. She's like the third person, the fourth person.
Well, and that's because she's yelling at me.
Right. And now Frank has been a regular. I mean, Frank has surpassed, you know, Scott Apple and years ago, Tim and all these people that we would talk about or even call or even Phil. He's now the number one seed of people we talk to.
Yeah. Well, we've only had him on twice, right?
I feel like it's been more than that.
This is the second time.
We call Eric now. Maybe it just seems like that. Anyway, thank you, Frank.
Speaking of, can I continue with the theme?
Yeah, sure.
So
we have a theme.
So Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. It didn't go off without a hitch. Apparently, there's a big family fight
this is really bad. Like,
I'm sure you'll make it right.
Bet you Frank doesn't even know. My dad doesn't even know this is happening. But all the females in the family. All the aunts are feuding so bad that they've officially canceled Push Family Christmas.
Oh, yes.
One aunt has cursed out my grandmother.
Oh, she cursed out your grandmother?
She cursed out my grandmother.
What is that, Robbie?
It's a cat fight, I guess.
Okay.
I see. Good time. She cursed out my grandmother.
That seems like that's crossing a line.
Oh, yeah. No, it's really bad.
Yeah, there's
people's
some
children were bad-mouthed about and things. It's not.
Hey, was I bad-mouthed?
Probably wouldn't have told me if they
Can
said
Can you write a grandma got cursed out by her daughter? Is that?
Grandma got cursed out.
Can we do a song parody?
Yeah, I think okay. So. We'll have Eric do that.
All right, we'll work on that.
Yeah, so the thing is, I think one aunt said some things on Facebook, and you can't take it back. It's over.
Well, what I think is going to be funny is when we do all see each other for the holiday, like, what are the chances Joe makes 3 to 5 jokes about it?
No, not if it's tense.
Yeah, you will.
Well, if it's super tense, he's going to want to avoid it at all costs. But I think you need Gramps there to hit on all these aunts, and that'll make everything right. Charm them.
I'm good. I believe that one aunt, who I really like, said something on Facebook, and it's one of those things you can't go back from. I don't know. Will this ever be fixed? Has it happened before?
Not like this. I mean, not that I can remember like this. This is really bad. So I'm interested to see what the holiday spirit has in store for us.
Mm. It'd be kind of cool if we only had to go to your mom's house.
I know.
So are you on a three-house Christmas run? Yours, Katie's, another offshoot?
We actually have a four-house Christmas run.
Well, that sounds horrible.
We have a very, very big, the best Christmas party, obviously, I love your families and my families, but the best Christmas party is going to be on December 22nd. And
Under Armour?
I don't know if Joe will be able to do it since it's a primetime 8:20 p.m. game, but...
Oh, that's right, the Ravens game.
It is the Ullman family Christmas party, the most fun every year.
I always get, for some reason, get gypped out of that.
Yes, it's
I
the best.
I always have something to do.
It's my favorite Christmas party every year.
What is?
Do you
who
want to
are
come
these people?
Up?
Yes.
They are this family that like we're super close with.
They're rich,
have lots
too.
And lots and lots of money. They have this amazing house in an Edgewater.
Yes,
and,
yes,
they get
yes.
it catered by like all these different amazing like restaurants and everything, and they have this the best part is the White Elephant party, and it's become like huge, and there's a ton of alcohol, and
mom's in Edgewater. I can go there first,
yes.
Do our Christmas, and then go to this party.
Yes, you have to do this.
Very convenient for me.
If the Ravens play at 8:20, mm-hmm. then I can leave the station. Is it a home or away?
It's away.
Good. I can leave the station at 7:50 and drive straight there.
Great.
Be there by 8:30 at the latest, right?
Perfect.
People be watching the Ravens game?
We're watching the Ravens
game.
Do we
dress up?
Everyone wears like holiday stuff, yeah.
Will you wear a suit like Kirk McEwen?
No.
Yeah, Kirk wore I want to talk a little bit about the Ravens. Robbie's going to get mad, but Kirk wore a suit to the broadcast.
What has he worn to the previous broadcast?
Well, he wore stuff that says Ravens on it.
right? Normal.
But this time he wore a suit. We'll talk about it after the break.
Rob and Joe should be right back.
Hi, this is Justin from the Justin Scott and Spiegel Morning Show, and I'm here to tell you about the most hysterical, amazing, and festive f***ing show I've ever had the privilege to be a part of. It's called A Merry Murder Mystery, another original, hilarious, interactive comedy whodunit from the guys who brought you The Newly Dead Game and Sing for Your Life. I'll have a starring role, and if you're very, very lucky, you might play a part too. You might even be the murderer. There's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Next performance, December 8th at the Bright Box Theater in Winchester. For more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
And now back to the Rob and Joe Show.
So you were broadcasting from the stadium, correct?
Yeah, that's right, Ravens Walk.
Okay, so you walk in to your area. You've got on your windbreaker or whatever sweatshirt.
No, it's a big winter coat.
Okay, so you...
Hat.
Gotcha.
Jeans. Tennis shoes, backpack, yeah.
You're just normal, not dressing up, not showing off, just wearing, being comfortable. And you look over and Kirk is in a dress to the nines.
But it's not, he's not just wearing a suit. He's got like a velvet jacket on and some badass tie. Yeah, he's got himself wearing a suit.
Were the cheerleaders coming by or something? Or?
You know what? I guess it's because he can. Here's the thing. Kirk is on the sidelines during the game. I don't know if you get a glimpse of him on TV. I don't know what.
Huh.
But clearly, I'd rather be wearing a suit than a windbreaker if I'm going to be seen by the masses. So maybe that's why he did it. I always thought that I had to wear something that said 98 Rock Ravens on it. I didn't know I had the luxury of wearing anything other than that.
But why would you want to wear anything other than that? I mean...
Well, I wouldn't want to wear a suit.
Right.
But maybe if I was going to be on the sidelines and seen by people, Kirk took a picture. Actually, I think it was somebody from the station took a picture of me and Kirk. Kirk's wearing a suit.
He looks great.
He also is wearing sunglasses. He looks cool. My eyes are squinting. He caught me in mid-sentence. And that's the picture he used.
Good.
The one where I was at my worst and he was at his best. But
I'm on his side on that. That seems like the funniest picture to do. He looks great, and you don't.
I didn't mind it at all. Actually, I even made a little bit of a comment. But, yeah, I thought that it was weird that he was wearing a suit, but I was a little envious because, you know, obviously, you know, people notice you wearing a
suit.
Yeah,
absolutely. So next time, are you going to rock out?
No, up? But the head of promotions, she says, hey, what size do you wear? Right? I'm like, size jacket. I go, large, of course, right? She goes, okay, cool. We're getting new Ravens jacket.
That's cool.
Well, it's week 12. When am I getting this jacket?
It's time. It's cold enough.
So, yeah, it is time. So there's only 4 weeks, five games left, right?
But you can wear the jacket in other circumstances than at the game.
Want me to wear that jacket probably because it says what it needs to say, the station and also the team.
Of course.
I'm just going to be wearing it around.
Why not? This is a nice warm jacket.
Well, I might wear it, but that's not the reason they're giving me this jacket. Okay. Isn't so I can, oh my God, it's Joe Robinson. What's he wearing?
But I would be excited to get the jacket for the winter that we're facing, not the few games left of the season.
No, I'm definitely more excited about, here's what I have to wear. I have a long sleeve polo shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I have a fleece. And I have like a winter coat. That's it. Those are the things that I...
Outside when you're at the stadium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the long sleeve polo is done. I can't wear that, right? So all I have is the fleece and the winter coat, which I wear to every single broadcast.
Do you think you're going to get it, or they're going to want it back when you're done with it?
No, I'm not giving it back.
What if they say they want it back?
I'll say I lost it.
What if they say it's yours for $50?
I swear I'm not giving it back.
Okay.
I'm not giving back a jacket.
Okay.
Unless they... Well, yeah, but give me a scenario where I'd give it back. I'd be like, no.
Listen, the season's over with.
Do you plan on not using me next year?
We'll let you use it next year.
But are you going to give it back to me?
There are other remotes they need that they need to use it for other people.
I don't think that's going to happen. I'm not worried about that. But I'm telling you right now, I won't give it back.
Okay. Will you ask for a second one for Katie?
No, I won't ask for a second one.
Well, you asked one for your brother, Robbie. Happy birthday, Robbie.
Oh, yeah. Robbie's birthday was yesterday. I definitely said happy birthday to him. I meant to say it on the broadcast, but, you know, things are hustling and bustling, so I didn't get
you. Yeah, we were listening to you in the car. Tell me the truth. Did you remember that it was my birthday because you were looking at that lottery calendar?
No, I don't remember. I don't remember the impetus, But I do remember, yeah. I mean, I know your birthday because it's also our mother's birthday.
I know you know it. I'm just saying I think you remembered because you were looking at that calendar and realized.
Maybe, because I remember saying to myself, hey, I'm going to say something on the broadcast about it being Robbie's birthday. I remember doing
it. And you had an opportunity because you were talking about that calendar. What happened on this day in history? And you said nothing. And we had a big laugh about that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I did. But you know the joke I was making, obviously, was because they were putting great lottery facts on the calendar, which, by the way, I have the calendar if you want to see it.
Yes, I was waiting for Joe to mention my birthday on the show.
Yeah, would have been the right time.
But he texted me during the show instead.
We had some nice people post on Facebook. You know, I believe Jim Amato and Mac Bergson. I thought my post was pretty funny for your birthday.
What'd you say?
That never abides. I thought that was, or I think I used rarely abides.
Robbie didn't like it and didn't get it either.
Robbie, I got it.
How did you spend that? To me, that was a compliment. How did you spend your birthday?
I got Mexican food and I got really drunk on sangria.
No, did you get drunk at the restaurant or you continued back home drinking?
No, it was just at the restaurant and we were so drunk. We said, well, we gotta go across to the Walmart. We gotta kill some time over at the Walmart and get sobered up.
So you could drive. Yeah.
And so she asked me if I was okay to drive to the Walmart. I said, it's right across the parking lot. I'll go really, really slow. She was stumbling around the Walmart. It was so funny.
How much sangria did you have?
It was a very large pitcher. Very large. And neither of us ever drank.
Jim Amato wants to know if you got lucky.
Yeah. Birthday sex?
No.
Sounds like you couldn't perform.
No.
Because of the alcohol?
Yeah, that's why.
Really?
Okay. Man, uh-oh, sensitive, sore subject.
So you were planning on having trouble
in paradise?
Bonus show.
Oh, there was a situation, an incident, an issue?
Did it involve a blue pill that wasn't available?
Hmm.
You want to guess?
Okay. You guys can speculate. I'm not saying anymore.
It sounds like it's on her from the tone that he is using. I mean, she got so drunk she's stumbling. She's probably wanting to go home and sleep.
Yeah, but how does that affect Robbie?
He's going to bang her while she's sleeping? That seems like a crime,
Would
Joe.
She allow that, Robbie?
Yeah. Why would he want that?
Katie doesn't mind.
If she's lying there asleep and you get on top of her, I think she does mind. It's called rape. So
no,
I think
Katie doesn't care. Katie!
What?
She doesn't care. Katie, come here.
Okay.
Oh, she might be downstairs cooking.
Okay. She's asleep. You hop on top of her and you start doing what you do.
She can just say no. We're in a consensual relationship.
Okay. Anyone
I'm not
can just
keep
say
going
no.
If she says no. But she's not going to say no.
You can also walk up to a stranger and just start holding their hand and they can say no.
Yes, but that's not. Okay. I'm in a relationship. We sleep in the same bed. We're engaged and that's something that we regularly do. So, yeah, I mean, she wouldn't.
Okay.
She wouldn't care.
I think she would care.
No, I'm asking her. Just yell down the stairs. Open the door.
No, she needs to be in the conversation.
And yell down the stairs. She.
Well, don't ever wake me when I'm sleeping, Joe. I enjoy my sleep.
That's the problem.
Yeah. So, that's the reason that I wouldn't be into it. So no birthday sex. Are you going to get belated birthday sex? Is that a thing?
No.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Trouble
in paradise? All right, I'll stop speculating. Well,
okay. So, Joe, you have the big 5-0 this week. Saturday? Sunday?
Sunday, yeah. Sunday. Are you coming to my birthday party?
No, I'm in Hartford, Connecticut.
Good, I didn't want you there.
Yeah, fine. I was going to just be asleep the whole time.
Well, that sucks. Well, if you're listening and you want to meet me on my, and it isn't my birthday, although if we're out late enough, it will be my birthday. My birthday is Sunday.
Unless you have a lot of sangria, you have to go home.
Yeah, and not have sex.
Yeah.
Stumble around Walmart. But, we're going to see Justin Schlegel wrestle in Maryland Championship Wrestling.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, it's going to be a blast.
No, I'm serious.
I'm not sure who's coming. I think everybody's coming, I think. I know we saw Erica and Dave, and they're coming. I'm assuming that, you know, Tommy and Erica and those guys are coming, but I don't know.
So
Katie's arranging it.
This is the big 5-0. So there's a dinner beforehand with you and her, I'm guessing? You don't even know.
I don't know, yeah.
You're told to just be ready all day and all night to do something?
Yeah, I mean, I know where we're going. Right. And then the next night, I'm going out to dinner with her parents and my parents.
Okay. Are you expecting special birthday sex?
From Katie?
Well, I mean, is there someone else? I mean, to speak from, I don't know,
well,
Justin?
You said special because Katie is my regular. If it's special.
Well, usually, but you mentioned.
Maybe somebody else into the room.
No, well, during my birthday, you mentioned, is there anything special that you asked for extra? So I thought that made me think that that's what you do.
Yeah, I will. Okay. Yes, I will ask for some special things.
Some extra things that are normally not on the menu.
Well, I wouldn't say normally not on the menu.
They're not on the regular
menu.
They're
not on the regular menu.
Bad boys.
Yeah, I 100% will.
And she will follow through, you expect?
I would imagine,
If you put those fucking Christmas tree lights
up. I tell you this, if I don't put the Christmas tree lights up, there will be a problem.
If those lights aren't on, she won't be on either. So, will that happen before or after you see Justin all oiled up?
If I'm being honest.
Yes.
It probably won't happen.
Okay. It'll happen during the weekend at some point.
Yeah, during the weekend. But because of how busy that day is going to be, mm-hmm. I'll bet we don't.
Why don't you just wake her up at midnight Friday as it turns to Saturday?
If I'm not too tired. I mean, I get tired. I'm old. I mean, I'm 50 years old. Or actually, I'm not. But I will be.
I remember when you turned 40 and it bothered you for a while. Is this...
Yeah.
Or are you...
No, I'm not loving this.
Okay.
No, I'm not loving turning 50.
Is it bothering you as much as 40? Or you won't know, I guess, totally until
a week
from now.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel it coming. Bothered, I mean, honestly, I guess I'm more bothered by the idea that, you know, I only have 20 good years with Katie.
I would say that you're at a better point in your life now than you were at 40.
Yeah, I am at a better place in my life, but I only have, you know, I don't have 50 years with Katie. I got 20.
That's enough.
Yeah, it's probably enough for her, right?
I mean, how many years do you need with someone?
20's good.
Yeah, it's a good run.
All right. So
it's like a pet, you know.
Should we talk about? We got an email or I guess a message from my uncle wanting us to promote his book.
Yeah, I had no idea that. I mean, I know Gramps is a poet. I didn't know that you had another writer in the family.
Well, I didn't know either until
Charles Robinson,
right before this show.
Gramps' brother, correct?
Gramps' younger brother.
Okay,
he has an older brother too.
Yeah, Ed. This is Charles. This was put on the Robin Joe page. It says, Joe, I would not be offended if you gave me a plug on my novel, Resentments Kill. It would probably make you my favorite nephew. So, Resentments Kill. You want to hear the bio of this book? Hold on.
I do.
Let me see here. It says Life Rich Publishing. Is that like some?
I'm sure it's a self-publisher.
Oh, he's got a picture. What's this picture of somebody taking a dart in the neck? What the hell is this?
I think it's a hypodermic, you know, a drawing
what?
Blood.
It's a fiction book.
All right.
It's 376 pages.
That seems a little long. Arriving home from work, Henry Jenkins sees a black van leaving his driveway on the dead-end street where he lives. He thinks little of the incident. All right. He was leaving his driveway? That would definitely mean something to me. Anyway.
Yes.
He thinks little of the incident until he enters his home to be greeted by the grisly sight of his dead wife in the bedroom and his daughter dying on the bathroom floor.
It's a comedy, clearly.
Neither woman survives their brutal attacks, and Henry is left alone, broken. He spirals into a month-long drinking binge, obsessed with the black van he saw and its Q-shaped dent. Once sober, Henry quits his job as a personnel manager to devote his energy, time, and money to investigating the murders of his wife and daughter. Despite the authorities' failure to solve this case, Henry will bring the perpetrators to justice, but Henry's justice might not involve the court system. Haunted by the memory of his butchered family, he becomes a monster to catch these monsters. Sorry, the monsters. Never a perfect man, he is now a rogue hunter, hell-bent on revenge. Will he find the men responsible for his heartache? And when he does, will Henry have the enraged fortitude to do what's required?
Resentments Kill.
That's it. Resentments Kill by Charles Robinson.
I mean, this could star Liam Neeson or Denzel Washington. This could be Bryan Cranston.
Do you think somebody's going to try to buy the film rights to Resentments Kill?
I think so. I think we should do a murder mystery after Resentments Kill.
As soon as I was reading that, I'm like, God, he's just having writer murder mysteries.
Will you read this book?
I won't. But 379 pages?
76, Joe.
Here's
That's
the thing.
A long book.
It is.
It's not that, first of all, I love my uncle, but I'm not reading a book. I'm not reading a book.
I know. Well, it seems like you would you'd read a family member's book if they wrote one.
True story. I have a friend, Steve Phillips, grew up across the street. Robbie knows him well. He wrote a book.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember what the name of it is, but it was about he worked for those underwater bomb diffusers, whatever the hell those things are called.
Interesting.
Right. And he goes, hey, will you read this and tell me what you think? And I go, yeah. Didn't read it.
Never read it.
Never read it.
Robbie, will you read the book?
No.
I don't know, man. I feel like one of you should read the book. Will Gramps read the book?
Gramps, yeah, Gramps will read. He reads everything.
Okay. Can we get Gramps to come on and give a review, or it won't be funny? Cause
no, just... because he won't. He can come in, but he won't. I mean, if he doesn't like it, he won't say. So we're not going to get a real.
Can we get Michael Chamberlain to read the book?
Yeah, but he won't like it. See what I'm saying? So, no. I mean, is there anybody that can objectively read the book? Scott Apple? Scott Apple will read the book.
There we go.
All right. So we'll get Scott Apple to read Resentment. Hey, as a matter of fact, I'm going to get it. For Hanukkah for him. It's like a shitty gift he would give me. I'm going to buy him that book.
You're going to put it in a wooden box?
I'm going to buy it right now. I'm going to make a shitty wooden box.
Can we give the link?
I'll put the link on our Facebook.
Yeah, so people can buy it. Supporting the Robinson family. Resentments kill.
I mean, maybe it's great. Who knows?
How do you think it ends? Because I have a pretty good idea.
I'll bet he butchers the guy in the black van.
Now, it's an interesting title, Resentments Kill. So, yeah, usually resentment sort of implies that
you shouldn't be. It's
right.
Something, yeah. But meanwhile, it's easy to resent the people that murdered your family.
You resent the people that murdered your wife and daughter in cold blood.
You got to get over this resentment. Don't let it own you.
Yeah.
Well, they did kill my wife and daughter.
Well, we all make mistakes.
And I watched my daughter die. I'm a little resentful. And now I'm going to kill these people. Resentment kills. Well, give me the tagline.
Resentments kill.
When all you have is your resentments.
Yes.
And it's time to kill.
Resentments kill when there's nothing left to live for.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Now,
when there's nothing left to live for, resentments kill.
It maybe I'm guessing that the perpetrators of this resented something that he did.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
So it's sort of a revenge thing.
Yeah. Hey, Miggity Max says in chat, is anyone going to notice how racist this book sounds? What? How does it sound racist?
It's black van, not black man.
Yes. Van. Come on.
Well, a van implies there's probably more than one person, right?
Yes. But also, I would immediately in my mind have thought about white people. Black people don't drive a van. That's a white person thing.
Really? Didn't the D.C. sniper
no,
was in a
they
van?
No, thought he
oh,
was in
right.
a van.
That's right. We were looking for the white
but
van.
That's
they weren't.
Why, yes, but it wasn't.
You're right. I remember that.
Yeah, Russian mafia. That's what it sounds like to me.
So Gramps,
I agree.
Gramps said he's already started the book. Hey, Gramps, can you tell us how many pages in you are? But again, I'm not interested in his take. He's not going to be critical.
I'm but interested in his take versus Scott Apple's. That's what I want.
Well, he's going to like it.
But I want a real debate about it.
But it might be awesome. It might. The Robinsons are a very creative bunch.
Yes. If only the Righteous Prick podcast was still happening, we could get JL to read this and then Scott Apple to come on and give his angle.
Jim Amato said the DC sniper was driving a late model Impala.
That's Jim Amato. He knows things. Even up in Pittsburgh, he knows what's happening in D.C.
Hey, my Uncle Charlie. Robbie, do you remember this? One time he was in a play. Do you remember seeing that?
I do. It was a murder mystery.
He was in a community theater. I'll bet my age was in the single digits. I'll bet you.
Probably.
Did you go see it?
Yeah, we saw it.
We went to see it. Yeah, he was like the lead, right, Robbie?
We got to throw. He was the villain, and we got to throw stuff at the stage at him.
I don't remember that.
Can we talk about how we've decided what we're going to do for our next murder mystery?
We can. Can I just tell you one more thing about my Uncle Charlie's play?
Yes.
Also, when Robbie and I used to go to West Virginia, we used to have to go to West Virginia three times a year.
Okay? Yeah, at one point.
It's a lot.
And we would go for a week, three times a year.
I'd go to Charlestown Racetrack five times a month.
So out of the 52 weeks in a year, we spent three of them in West Virginia.
Nice.
And when we went, we would do whatever they did. And a couple times, might have been more than that, Robbie and I went to a square dance. I fucking kid you not. And I remember I was in middle school. It wasn't like I wasn't in elementary school. I was in middle school, and I was at a square dance. And I remember girls liked me because I was.
Because you're dancing?
I was a city boy. That's exactly why.
Oh, I see. You were different.
I was a city boy. I remember I was wearing a pink shirt.
Kid from the streets.
So, And I had never had a girl like me before.
Right.
So that was really foreign to me. But yeah, Robbie also liked going to West Virginia because girls liked him in West Virginia too.
I liked those square dances too, man.
Did you ever make out with anybody at the square dance,
no,
Robbie?
But I got to dance and touch girls. It was pretty fun that age.
There you go. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and it's square dancing talk here on The Robin Joe Show.
Gramps here again, reminding all of you who haven't joined Patreon to get on the stick. Every week, you enjoy the upgraded sonic experience listening to Rob and Joe's free shows. Well, that sound equipment doesn't come cheap. So loosen your grip on that fiver. Join the circle of trust. Hear all of the behind-the-scenes mischief and celebrity gossip. Hear Joe discuss being sued by... Hear Robbie detail his affair with... And hear all about how Rob looped... to do a 7-minute set at the Comedy Cellar. Go to patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show now, or I'm going to come over to your house and your wife.
The Rob and Joe Show.
So, we're due to write a new murder mystery. I believe even on the air, we talked about doing this escape room theme, which was going to lean heavily on Joe just being able to, like, shit on people. And you seemed very excited about that at the time.
Well, I was excited about that, but my biggest concern regarding murder mysteries is how do we get people to come and see them?
Right.
And I always felt like the escape room might be a good idea, but really, if people like escape rooms, they're going to go to an escape room. That was my assumption. It's a valid point.
We might revisit that.
Yeah, maybe.
But we've also had talked about doing another Back to the 80s, a sequel. You got to have a sequel for any great 80s movie. And we talked about doing, we've talked about doing like a Bachelor, Bachelorette, so the Final Rose sort of a play on that.
Yeah, we also had, there was one other than the escape room that we were, the trivia
was one. We talked about
one.
Doing a trivia theme. We talked about doing a Seinfeld theme, which I still want to do, a murder about nothing. But we have decided to do not Back to the 80s, but Back to the 90s.
Yeah, the name isn't Back to the 90s, although Robbie, I guess, came up with what was close to the name of it, and then you
kind
of...
Well, we haven't told Robbie yet.
Oh, and then Rob did a variation, which I think is perfect, because I wanted to make sure that it had 90s in the title.
Yeah, well, let's, for example, like, I had a couple names that were clever, but Joe, is like he says, he thinks 90s should be in the title. For example, Not Saved by the Bell, or Murder Mystery 90210.
Which are both good, but if people are reading that, just the name, they're going to think one is a 90210-based one and one is Saved by the Bell. By the way, I don't think a Saved by the Bell theme murder mystery is a horrible idea.
No, it's not.
I'm just saying that's not a bad idea. But we can include both people from 90210, Saved by the Bell, and Seinfeld, all in the Back to the 90s.
Right. We're not farther enough long in figuring out how it's going to work to even say if that's happening or not. But do you think Robbie will like the name that we think is good?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Hit Me 90s one more time.
Yeah, I did. I had something similar to that.
Right. So Robbie's on board?
Yeah, that's good.
All right. So we're going to officially call it Hit Me 90s one more time.
So Hit Me 90s one more time, coming to it. You know what we should just start doing is booking it. So that way we're kind of, we've done that before.
Wasn't my 90s one more time or something very similar?
Yes,
something
it was.
Like that,
very
yeah.
Similar. You also had one, The Unusual Suspects, a 90s murder mystery. But there is a company in Virginia Beach that does a murder mystery called The Unusual Suspects. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to just to basically do that.
What was
do you like that name?
Smells Like the 90s. What was the other one
that you liked, Joe? I like that.
I did like that, too. Anything with 90s. Hey, real quick, didn't mean to interrupt. Miggity Mac said in chat, the West Virginia girls were intrigued because his penis smelled like Purell. I don't get it.
What does that mean?
I don't understand that.
There was no Purell back then.
Yeah, can you elaborate, Mac? Anyway, he'll type in there what that means.
I know what you did in the 90s. I thought about it. I know who you murdered last summer. 90s one more time. Truly, madly 90s. Baby Got Back to the 90s. Pretty clever.
Yeah, Baby Got Back to the 90s isn't bad.
Yeah.
But again, I think that this, the title that we have...
Because you start singing the song almost in your head.
You start singing the song, and it doesn't make you think, oh, this is a Britney Spears-themed murder mystery. When the other ones kind of lead you... Oh, I see. Here we go. Because Miggity Mac says, because Joe washes his penis before sex with sink soap. Well, that's a big difference between sink soap and Purell.
Purell's got alcohol in it. You don't want to be putting that on your penis.
No, you know what sangria does to your sex drive. maybe we can write a song parody to Hit Me Baby One More Time. Hit Me 90s One More Time.
Katie said Saved by the 90s in the Saved by the Bell logo.
Not bad.
Not bad. Not bad. She's good at that kind of stuff.
She is good at that.
You know what she does? Hey, we've talked about this. Maybe
she lies there and is falling asleep, and then you come in and put your penis in her?
That's happened before. But not falling asleep. Have fallen asleep.
Yes. That's dreaming definitely of a man her age.
Yeah. But she comes up with, have we talked about these wedding hashtags?
Yes.
Okay. So I've never even heard of them until she explained them. Apparently it's a thing.
Yeah. No, it's really half the reason to get married, to come up with a cool hashtag.
Have you considered, if you get married, what a hashtag would be?
Rwanda. I don't know.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
The black and white cookie.
Black and white cookie, yeah. I don't know. No, I haven't, actually, but how hard could it be, right? So what is yours? You don't have a look.
I think it's like, here's to you, Mrs. Robinson, or Meet the Robinsons, or, oh, Robinson the Cradle.
Yeah, you don't know what it is? You don't have an official one?
She has three of them.
Okay.
She says, Dorothy B. Johnson. That's what Katie was calling Lyndon Johnson's wife, Dorothy B. Johnson.
Oh, DBJ?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right, so this week I will not be at your birthday party. Sorry, Joe. I'll be in Connecticut, Hartford Funny Bone with David Koechner. Thursday night I'll be at the Hey Phrase 3-year anniversary podcast live show at the AFI Theater in Silver Spring.
I'm going to interrupt your plugs.
I was done.
What about getting married? Getting married, okay. M-A-H-E-R, getting married with your name in it.
Yeah, I see that.
She thinks it's a no-brainer.
Will you marry me? Married without children? Yeah, I can see that.
Sorry, I'm just reading chat here.
I like the idea of planning a wedding much more than I like actually being having to get married.
You do? You want to pick out the place settings and chairs?
That seems like fun to me. It
picking
does.
A band?
Yes. I want to do all that stuff.
Well, you have a band or a DJ?
You can't have a band because then you got to get a local band or you got to fly a band out there. It doesn't make sense.
No, I'm talking about if you...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were planning your wedding.
No, my wedding's planned.
I thought so. I'd want a band.
Like an 80s band, 90s band, just a regular...
It could just be a basic wedding band that can play anything, you know, all the classics. If you know, have a few special songs they'll either learn or already know.
Well, let me say this. I've been to several weddings.
It's expensive, I know.
And the more white trash the people getting married, the more fun the wedding is.
Okay.
Scott from Philly said, hashtag, where's Kwame?
Kwame Brown, a shout out to the former number one pick of the NBA draft who went on a date with Tawanda. He's 7 feet tall. He's black. I'm not.
He also never did his laundry.
That's true. You're caught up. That was an unrelated story to Tawanda. It's more of a Michael Jordan Wizards basketball inside stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Are you saying the white trash is because of the drunkenness?
Yes, because the people, first of all, there's a time I'd walk into a reception, I go, I'm going to ruin this reception. That was, you know, just, I knew I was going to go nuts, which I've toned down. That's
ruin
now.
It by making an ass of yourself,
right, exactly.
Crossing a line.
Always, you know, I remember one time I went and I spiked the mic, and as I walked by, I ran into the grandma who was in a wheelchair, kissed her on the head, kept on walking. So, I mean, you know, there's been times, but what happens is if there's a DJ there, you know, they give out those crazy hats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Katie's not going to let that happen. Right?
She's not What's a crazy hat?
Like, I'm telling you, there are DJs that have, like, crazy hats and costumes and, like, photo booth
that.
Shit. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Costume but changes.
The people that are willing to have those at their wedding, that can be a lot of fun.
But I think if you have a wedding that's nicer, but if it's outside, like in a tent or something, that makes it less formal and more cool.
Our wedding's outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, cool.
So I think that sort of, like, if it's inside formal and, like, you know, ritzy, then I see what you're saying. It's not as much fun as some redneck white trash thing. But if it's formal, if it's nice and classy but outside, then that ups the fun factor. It's a little more loose because it's just outside.
Katie put in chat, Rob can marry me instead. Is that because you like to plan weddings?
I'll probably have the Christmas tree lights on, the music will be playing when you get home. There'll be some hot chocolate brewing.
Man, I guess I need to be a better husband.
Yeah, I'll wait till she's awake.
I'll get that.
Mount her.
That's nice of you. All right, you know what, Katie? I'm going to turn the lights on and off for the next week.
Okay. I guess maybe I'll work that into my toast. Your wedding.
Well, I already heard Frank say earlier that I don't do anything around the house.
That's, I mean, look, she's fell in love with you. She agreed to marry you with what you've done so far.
I'm an earner,
so
all right?
Why would you change much now?
That's what I do. I'm an earner.
There you go.
Hey, can I say, can I just talk football just for a couple seconds?
You can do whatever you want, man.
So, I have a cool story to tell on the bonus show, the next
you
bonus show.
You do. Some juicy stuff.
Yeah, some juicy stuff to tell. But
which
I will.
Rob will tag the people involved and we'll all
get
fired.
Yes. But I said to everybody who would listen, Dennis Pitta, who's the former tight end for the Ravens, Jared Johnson, former linebacker for the Ravens, Stan White, former Colt.
These are all members of the broadcast team.
Right, all members of the broadcast team. Jerry Sandusky, not
the
from Penn State,
guy.
The play-by-play guy. I said, Joe Flacco is never going to start another game for the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
And every single week, last week and this week, vehemently denied. I'm going to triple down. He's never going to start another game for the Ravens. He started his very last game, barring injury. He's never going to play another game for the Ravens.
And your reasoning for that is?
Because they were a game under 500 when Lamar Jackson took over. They were 4-5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's won two straight. And what I said is that if he loses two straight and they're 4-7, well, they're out of the playoff hunt, so you're playing for the future.
Meaning if Jackson loses.
Right, if he loses these games. If he wins these games, then they're in the playoff hunt, and he's the reason that they won the game, or at least was the quarterback of these winning these games in which they won. So you're not going to bring the other guy back. Because, again, if they lose really, if they can only lose maybe one more game, maybe two, right? I mean, that they can lose one more game. They can't lose two more games.
I think there's a flaw in that theory.
Go ahead.
Well, first of all, now that they are back in the playoff hunt, and if Flacco's healthy and Jackson has a bad half of football, you're going to bring in Flacco. I mean, you got to win every game you can now. You're not going to you're in the thick of it.
Now, I hear what you're saying. What I believe is that they're I guess if it's a one-score game, look, if they're getting blown out, I don't think they're going to bring Flacco in.
No, but if they're down, 14-3 and there's a pick six, and he's gotten sacked four times, and you're like, we're in this game, but we can't do anything on offense. You got to win the game. You got Flacco's healthy on the bench. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I guess. But what I think is going to happen instead is that's not going to be an option because
they'll make him inactive.
They're going to inactivate, right. Yeah. So right now he's got some sort of phantom injury. Some hip injury that, maybe he's got it, maybe he doesn't. But they're not going to want either Flacco to be active and not starting because they probably wouldn't want to do that to him. Or they're basically just going to say, okay, he's not available to play. That's my guess.
Well, do you think they wouldn't have won those last two games with Flacco? Because I think they would have won them both.
Yes, they would have. 100% right. They would have won them. But they had lost whatever, four out of their last five with him. So, yes, he would have won it, but so did Lamar Jackson. And again, when you're 6-5 and your margin of error is that big, you pretty much realize you're not going to make the playoffs this year.
But the point of this story was for you to say that everyone disagreed with you except for one person, correct?
Jerry Sandusky was the only one that agreed. Yeah, everybody disagreed with me. No, I want to be right because then I know more than every single person that actually played the game.
Yeah.
And if I'm wrong, then like, all right, well, he's just some idiot. What the hell's he know?
Part-time comedian.
Exactly, right. What qualifies him to be here?
Shout out to the Rams head. We had a good comedy show Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve. Mickey Coachella headlined. Eddie Morrison, Eric Woodworth. I was just there.
We played poker afterwards and won a ton of money.
You won. Yeah. I got there late, but I might have won as much as you on a per hand basis.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right. This is what I won.
Okay, I won $200, $210, $20 less.
Still, that's a good That's a good run. Yeah. Man, together, we won a lot of money.
We were the big winners there. Yeah, if only Frank liked poker, you could do some man stuff with him.
Yeah, no, he's actually stayed to watch poker. I felt bad kicking him out of the league.
I didn't. I'm fine with it.
But we're not going to be able to talk everybody else into bringing him back into the league, right?
It's done.
Yeah, it can't happen.
It can't happen.
I wanted to, but it's not on me, but now as a result, I'm probably not going to get invited to both the golf trip and the turkey.
Well, I'll go on the golf trip.
Yeah.
Robbie, anything else before we wrap this thing up?
I got nothing.
All right. Katie,
what's the point?
There's an ornaments discussion I want to have for next week. Table that, where you can't just put any ornament you want on the tree. There's a specific kind or type of ornament.
Yeah.
Let's
not get into it too much. Yeah. Not kind. I mean, it's.
Well, I bought a Caps Stanley Cup Championship
never
ornament,
make it on our tree.
Which I think from Hallmark, which is a lovely ornament looking. And you said it looks great. And Katie said that would never go on her tree.
No.
So
there's a color structure. Okay. But we'll get you.
Jesus, that sounds horrible.
And also root against Kiki Cutie tonight.
Oh, that's right. Big fantasy implications.
Yep. I can clinch the playoffs if Kiki Cutie doesn't have a good game.
And I'm very happy because Tim Moran, our former show announcer who randomly got drawn to pick 12th in our league, said he wouldn't pick 12th. I said, F you. You're out of the league. Ban him for life, like I'm doing with Frank Push. Then I invited someone new in the draft. I let them take my third position. I went to the 12th position, and now I've clinched the number one seed. So fuck you, Tim.
Way to go, man. Congrats.
Merry Christmas. Happy birthday, Joe. See ya.
See ya.
God. It's a freaking fucking Christmas lights. You can't just plug them in.
I did plug them in.
Did you have time to start the show?
We were a little bit late.
Mm-hmm. Mac Bergson's very upset.
We're a little bit delink.
Is that what the kids are saying?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Bought me a nice Stanley Cup Capitals ornament today.
Nice.
Yeah.